as he does each week. Ed Casilia joins us for his weekly radio essay from Los Cobos. Today, he talks about the popularity of the Cabo Wabo.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Okay, enough. I hate that song. But if ever a city was built on rock and roll, Cabo San Lucas can stake that claim, thanks to Sammy Hagar and his Cabo Wabo Cantina. The Red Rocker, who now fronts a supergroup Chickenfoot, has been a big player in the development of what was once a sleepy little fishing village. You see, 25 years ago, Cabo San Lucas was a quiet little place where a handful of Hollywood types would soak up the sun and then chase trophy fish across the water. The roads weren't that great, and the city was about a third the size it is today. There was only one major hotel and no telephones, no television, and no kids on spring break. At that time, Hagar was fronting Van Halen, which was selling out football and soccer stadiums around the world. Los Cabos became his getaway spot, and he immortalized it in the song Cabo Wabo, inspired after he saw a local inebriant staggering through town one night. Hagar loved the sun, the beach, and the lifestyle, and wanted to build a little tequila bar where he could hang out with his musician friends and, well, when in the mood, get up on stage and play some music. Which he did last week, as a matter of fact, when he did a couple of surprise shows here. Except it wasn't in some little out-of-the-way tequila bar. He played at the infamous Cabo Wabo. The rock and roll landmark could have been a disastrous financial investment. See, during the planning stages for the club, Hagar thought the architectural drawings were all done in square feet. Turns out they were in square meters, making the joint more than three times larger than he had planned. Hagar was out on the road with Van Halen at the time, and when he finally returned to Cabo, the place was nearly finished. "I can't believe it's this big," he recalls in his written history of the cantina. "This is way too big for Cabo San Lucas, but I like it." So do a lot of other people, which is why you can parallel the growth of the town with the rising popularity of the club. While some other high-profile places have opened and closed their doors over the years, Cabo Wabo remains a must-see attraction, and Hagar has parlayed it into a burgeoning liquor business. His Cabo Wabo tequilas are among the most popular in the world, and his new brand of rum is not only winning public acclaim, but a number of awards for its excellence. The Cabo Wabo Cantina remains a foundation of it all, and it's a good thing that it turned out more than three times its original size because, well, word gets out whenever Hagar hits town. His annual Cabo Wabo birthday bash? It's grown so large that now they have to hold it in the parking lot to accommodate the crowds. It's only rock and roll, but... This is Ed Casilia, Rockin' the Baja for Utah Public Radio.
And you can listen to more of Ed Casilia's radio essays at our website, upr.org.